Hello?
Hello, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
I am.
Oh, great. Okay, so I'm going to ask you just a very few questions. Mary, right?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably
Yes.
vote? Okay, are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
No, I'm certain I will vote.
Almost certain. Okay, thank you, man. Your opinion is very important. And just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1994.
Okay, definitely. Thank you so very much for that. Now, what is your race, please?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, no worries then. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Sure.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, right, okay. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you, Democrat Joe Biden. And think about the elections in November. If the elections for state Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Greg Abbott?
0.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa?
50.
Okay, thank you. Ted Cruz?
0.
0. Morgan Lementia?
50.
Okay, Joe Biden?
40. 35.
40, thank you so much. Oh, 35, let me just go ahead and...
Yeah, 35 is more accurate.
Yeah, readjust that number. Okay, thank you. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as a governor?
Disapprove.
Okay, would you say strongly or somewhat disapprove?
I would say strongly.
Okay, thank you. Would you say you disapprove or approve the job Morgan Lementia is doing as state senator?
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
If those were the only options?
Or other, maybe.
Other, probably.
Other, right. Okay, thank you so much. And now, if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colin Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, from whom would you vote?
Allred.
Okay, Democrat Colin Allred, thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, from whom would you vote?
I would vote Democrat.
Democrat Ron Gutierrez, thank you. And if the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, from whom would you vote?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Vicente Gonzalez, right. Thank you. We're 54% complete, almost done with the survey. Thank you for your time. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan Lementia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Other.
Other? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. Not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. Do you think that issue should be a highly priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and Texas state legislature supporting South Texas small businesses?
Medium priority.
Medium priority, thank you. Now, how about ensuring access to affordable quality healthcare? Same
high options. Priority.
High priority, thank you. How about supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women?
High priority.
Thank you. Supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers?
Low priority.
Low priority, thank you. Now, reforming border policy.
Medium priority.
Medium priority, I appreciate that, ma'am. And thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you would be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
What did you say the options were?
Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
I would say, like, neutral, neither, really.
Neither, right? So maybe somewhat less likely or somewhat
maybe
more likely?
I guess.
Somewhat less likely, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
They voted against the abortion ban?
Is yes, would you be more or less likely to vote for,
probably
for
more
a candidate
likely
who voted against? Much more likely or somewhat
much
more likely?
Much more likely. Yeah, much more likely.
Thank you. Okay, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Somewhat more likely.
I appreciate that. And a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Somewhat more likely.
I appreciate that, ma'am. And now we are at 83%, almost done. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yes.
Okay. And are you part of any WhatsApp groups, or do you only use it WhatsApp for direct messages?
I'm part of groups.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And I guess both. Yeah.
Oh, both of them? So you actually have WhatsApp and you're part of groups and use it for direct messages, right? Thank you. And finally,
yeah.
I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, okay. Do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I'm run more Democrat.
Democrat, right? Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I would consider myself a moderate.
All right. That's actually different, though. But when it comes to Democrat, would you say strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I guess not too strong, yeah.
Not too strong, right? Oh, not so strong. Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you now say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Maybe more liberal.
More liberal, okay. Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
A bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, 4-year college graduate, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisors, can I have just your first name? Just your first name, please.
Mary.
Thank you so much, Mary. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the
no.
research are compensated? All right, but for the time, you're sharing your opinions. That's okay. Yeah, more in depth and open-ended way. Okay, so no, right? Okay, no worries. Then.
No.
Okay, in that case, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Bye-bye.